Last week, police in the European Union took down a network of computers controlled by cyber criminals, and it happened with help from Microsoft. These rogue networks are called botnets. It's a word people have heard, but they've been hard to picture until now. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
Botnets are criminal gangs of computers. They steal banking credentials, or they work together to crash websites and rob banks. Your own computer might be in one right now. One mistaken click can bring the malware on board. Millions of computers are infected worldwide, and if yours is one of them...
You never know. It's literally all around us. You and I probably have both passed by half a dozen computers today that are infected with botnets.
This is Ben Rubin, media artist at the Office for Creative Research in New York.
Botnets want to just live their invisible lives and not announce their existence.
Until Microsoft gave him an unusual assignment to give the botnets a voice.
So this is the sound of infected devices asking for criminal instructions to the cyber criminals.
This is David Finn, director of Microsoft's Cybercrime Center in Redmond.
Although it doesn't sound like it, what they're effectively doing is saying, what bank account should I steal from? What banks should I drain people's money from?
What you're hearing is only a fraction of the data pouring in from millions of computers.
You're hearing a sound. Every 30,000 times we get a signal, you hear that sound. And every 150,000 times, the city name is called out. So here's it. So you'll hear. Just listen for a moment.
Palo Alto.
London. You're hearing the different location of where the infections are coming from. And London and Paris will have different kinds of crime depending on what kinds of malware were most effective in different locations.
You can hear the infected computers, the slaves. You can't hear their masters. And they are what everyone is looking for.
Four cease and desist for China.
Here in Microsoft's evidence room, they're looking for the data trails that will show where these control centers are.
A lot of what happens here are what I would think of as the preliminary, behind-the-scenes, technological, in-the-trenches work that we then hand off to law enforcement so that law enforcement can do what only it can do.
What's done is done brilliantly by Microsoft and also our Department of Justice.
This is Joe Demarest, Assistant Director of the FBI's Cyber Division in Washington, D.C.
They pursue legal process or civil injunctions to order the company to stop doing what they're doing.
They take over the IP address and then break the connection between the cyber criminals and the zombie armies. This does not stop the armies begging for orders every couple of seconds, but at least the danger to the user and others ends there. Back in Redmond, David Finn focuses the controls on a botnet called Citadel. The botnet has been taken down, but millions of infected computers are still out there.
You can also drill down. There are actually different families of Citadel, so I want to just show you what we can do with this.
This is the stew of infections in New York. There's a signature honk. And this is the stew in Tokyo. Sounds almost like voices. But what can sound really tell us about cybercrime? Ben Rubin, the designer, says the sound patterns
might prompt someone to ask a question or wonder about something that hadn't previously been noticed before. Why are there all these hits coming in the afternoon from this particular slice of the globe?
Microsoft's David Finn says,
we haven't reached these eureka moments of insight yet.
Except for this one. Legions of infected computers are calling out. And finally, we can hear them. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.